Detachment and Awareness, Deborah Nelson, SRC.
So, brothers and sisters, on the spiritual, the topic of spiritual leadership, for me, it could have gone either way, on the collective or the individual. I thought about taking the turn on the individual, because at the end of the day, one by one, each one of us will need to take that path to our spiritual evolution. So in the next 30 minutes or so, I will share with you content on detachment and awareness as it relates to our spiritual evolution and our will. I'll also share with you information or words of wisdom from the philosopher Louis Claude Descendant. So without further ado, let's jump right in. I'll begin with the words from Louis-Claude Saint-Martin, which I believe encapsulate the content and the spirit of what this topic and presentation is all about. So humankind applying itself to outward things. The human understanding, by applying itself so exclusively to outward things, of which it cannot even yet give a satisfactory account, knows less of the nature of one's own being, even than of the visible object around us. I repeat that to attain this end, every argument taken from this world and nature is unsatisfactory, unstable. We suppose things of the world to arrive at a fixed being in whom everything is true. We lend to the world abstract and figurative verities to prove a being who is altogether real and positive. We take things without intelligence to prove a being who is intelligence itself. Things without love to demonstrate the one who is only love. Things circumscribed within limits to make known the one who is free. And things that die to explain the one who is life. And this is from the Rosicrucian Digest on the topic of Martinist lessons. So, spiritual leadership, detachment and awareness. And the word detachment sometimes invoke whether or not we should be emotional, but this is about the inner work. And as mentioned before, the focus here will be on awareness and us being awake, us looking into the mirror onto self and doing the work on ourselves. Take back my will. Collectively, our misidentity with form. So I have a quote here. It is not what you get or achieve in life. It's the person we become in the process. So as we take our journeys and we accumulate, we acquire, we do all these wonderful things, in the material world, we have to remember who we are and be true to ourselves. So identifying with form means limitation, because all forms, all structures are unstable in nature. They're transitory and impermanent. As long as we are consumed and identify with things, material things, as long as we try to hold on and remain attached to form, we will inevitably experience limitation, loss, suffering, discomfort. In this dance of form, what we call life that we are experiencing, fathers and sorors, forget the roles that you play. We all play roles in our daily lives. Forget your story. We all have a story. Forget your name and remember who you really are. why are we here and what happened in the scheme of things? So it's the spiritual amnesia and the cycle of bondage. The question is, what is the goal of mysticism? We're all affiliated, doing the work. What are we looking for and what is the end goal? Mysticism is a direct experience of God. When all is said and done, the direct experience of God is what we're seeking. From the moment of our first breath, that is, our emergence from the infinite into this world of appearance, human beings are conditioned to identify with form. Outer, worldly experiences, things with limitation, and the most powerful conditioning of them all, who we think we are. In other words, as divine eternal beings, everything, we are truly not. We are not our race. We are not our nationality. We are not our religion, our gender, or what we do. These things all have their importance and play a role on this plane, the material plane, but it's not who we truly are. We are human beings, not human doings. Great words from the Dalai Lama. And so I have these questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And does who you are begin with birth? Does it depend on form? Or does it end with death? Or as we say in the Rosicrucian teachings, transition. Great questions. Our responses to these questions will vary based on our religion, our background, our culture, our spiritual awareness. But over time, our response will also evolve as we ourselves, our own consciousness, evolves. The most important question here is, who am I? And only when your answer concerns being, then uppercase B, and not doing. Purpose, played around with this word and its definition. I thought about the nature. What is the purpose of a rose? A rose is only concerned, or it's to fulfill its potential as a rose. So purpose as it relates to the individual and the collective is dynamic. It's not static. And by this, I mean, we all in the outer world, in our experiences, we all have different purposes. But what happens at age 25, for example, when you have realized your purpose? Life continues. So it's not static. The ultimate goal of the order, or the purpose of the order, is to elevate consciousness. And our outer purpose is what we do. Anything that we do in the material, that's our purpose as we defined it, and it could be collectively or individually. But the inner and primary purpose of life is to know ourselves. And that's why we're here. And you'll hear this over and over. We've heard it all week. Know ourselves. Brothers and sorors, to know thyself, as written above the portal of the temple of Apollo, mentioned by the oracles, to know thyself is the most direct route to the illumination we seek. We have all these symbols and teachings and things that we do to remind ourselves of what's already deep within us that we just forgot. But to know thyself, working on ourselves, is our direct route to the illumination we seek. shift in consciousness. So this is, spend some time talking about form and sometimes how we're distracted with form. So here, circumstances, while important, they do not matter. What matters is our state of consciousness. So amidst the noise and distractions that flood our physical senses and the haste in the world, many people may feel overwhelmed by the routines of daily living that seem to deprive their life of significance. Some may feel this is life passing them by or has passed them by already. Others may feel restricted by the responsibilities of daily living, the demands on their jobs, their financial situation, or the quality of their living situation. Some may be consumed by stress. Others may be consumed by boredom. Some people are seemingly lost in frantic doing. Can we relate to that? Others are lost in stagnation. And some yearn for the freedom that prosperity promises, while others already enjoying the relative freedom that comes with prosperity, discover that prosperity alone is not enough to endow their lives with meaning. Now we will take a step forward, go a bit deeper, and speak to awareness, the shift in our consciousness. So Carl Jung says, one who looks outside dreams. One who looks inside awakes. What is awareness? Awareness is a conscious connection with the universal intelligence, presence. The more we do our inner work, the more the light of our soul is reflected through us and all around us. When we are better on the inside, we live and lead a better life on the outside. So again, it goes back to working on ourselves, working through issues and items and blockages. And we know that when we feel better, even emotionally, but we're talking spiritually here, when we're better on the inside, we will live and lead a better life on the outside. And those in our presence will sense it. Awareness as it relates to spiritual leadership. So Fathers and Sorors, friends, by diligently studying our inner nature, we will attain self-mastery. Even during the most mundane task, let us remember the I Am and our eternal soul. Our soul is eternal, so that means we are eternal. Can we take a moment to reflect on that? We are eternal, traveling through eternity. Let us strive to express our higher self in our relationships with each other and with all life forms. Let us surrender our smaller self and allow the wisdom of the universe to speak to and through us. Sometimes in going about my daily lives, I would have to say, I give myself away, get out of my own way. Let us petition the divine for inner strength and for guidance to do our work in its glory. Life happens. I'm keeping it real. Life is not always roses and puppies. There are things that happen that will distress us, in some cases, cause suffering. But when we are attuned, when we are in attunement with the God of our hearts, and when our intentions are aligned, daily living will be more fulfilling. And what is deemed as suffering will not only be less aggressive, but it will be short-lived. So I say this here, fathers and sorors, friends. Things happen, we have our moments. Give yourself permission to experience it, but do not live and be caught in that loop in your thoughts on the situation. The thing is no longer happening, but with our thoughts and our emotions, we relive it day in, day out, sometimes even years, for years. In those moments, remember our teachings, remember our principles, and try to be connected with the God of our hearts to comfort us, to hold on to us, and to guide us. The cosmic always takes care of the details. From the beginning to the end, he's thinking the God who created miracles, the God who created nature, mountains, the universe, the stars, the galaxies, is taking care of us. We just have to remember that. We look at nature, we see the beauty, the order, the intelligence, expression in nature. It's within us. We don't always express it, but this is why we're here. We're work in progress. So I've said all of that to say it comes back to our will. So I have here, not my will be done. So I'll say this, brothers and sisters, can you imagine a world, 8 billion of us and counting? Can you imagine a world where everyone knows what they're living for? Would that be the paradise on earth, as mentioned in our Rosicrucian New Year ritual? I said the only thing for us to do is to know ourselves, to know our Creator, and to glorify the God of our hearts in all our doings. Anything else is a distraction. Take back my will. This is also taken from Louis-Claude de Saint-Martin's one of his prayers. Take back my will, O source of all. Take back my will. For if I can suspend it one instant before you, the torrents of your life and light, having nothing to resist them, shall pour impetuously within me. Help me. Help me to break down the woeful barriers that divide me from you. Arm me against myself. Triumph within me over all your enemies and mine, by subduing my will. O eternal principle of all joy and of all truth, when shall I be so renewed as no longer to be conscious of myself, save in the permanent affection of your exclusive and vivifying will? When shall every kind of privation appear to me a profit and advantage, by preserving me from all bondage and leaving me ample means to bind myself to this freedom of your spirit and wisdom. Brothers and sisters, friends, you could, for a moment, unite with me in this closing prayer. Take a few deep cleansing breaths and mentally say with me as I read these words. It's a prayer from St. Martin from the Rosicrucian Digest. Eternal source of all, which is, you who send spirits of error and of darkness to the untruthful, which cut them off from your love. Do you send unto one who seeks you a spirit of truth, uniting him forever with you? May the fire of this spirit consume in me all the traces of the old person. And having consumed them, may it produce from those ashes a new person on whom your sacred hand shall not disdain to pour a holy chrism. Be this the end of penitence and its long toils, and may your life, which is one everywhere, transform my whole being in the unity of your image. My heart in the unity of your love. My activity in the unity of the works of justice. And my thought in the unity of all lights. Brothers and sorors, friends, each day may we find a new reason to love. I will leave you with these words on the temple of your hearts. Remember the name that is higher and greater than any other name. Remember who you really are. And in all your doings, think higher, and feel deeper. Thank you for your kind time and peace profound.